by VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians were blocked from going home to northern Gaza on Sunday, while many rejected a suggestion by U.S. President Donald Trump for Jordan and Egypt to take in Palestinians from Gaza, either temporarily or permanently. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
Mediators held talks with Hamas and Israel to resolve a dispute over the ceasefire deal. Israel had refused to reopen checkpoints to the north, saying the Palestinian militant group failed to release a hostage on Saturday or hand over a list of details about captives who were alive, while Hamas blamed Israel for the delay, accusing it of stalling. Though later on Sunday, sources told Reuters agreements had been struck over the release of the Israeli woman captive, with reports of progress in the ongoing talks. Trump told reporters on Saturday he asked Jordan's King Abdullah during a call to take people from Gaza, describing the war-torn enclave as a demolition site. Trump said he wanted to get Arab nations to build housing at a different location for Gazans, suggesting, quote, "We just clean out that whole thing." One Hamas official told Reuters Palestinians would reject any such offers, even if they, quote, "appear to have good intentions under the guise of reconstruction." Palestinian analyst Ghassan al-Khatib said he believes Trump is looking to resolve Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political woes over the war.
I don't think that there is a place in reality for such an idea.
Jordan's foreign minister said on Sunday the country was firm in its stance against any displacement of Palestinians from Gaza, and Egypt has expressed a similar stance several times before.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. This is VOA News. South Korean prosecutors have indicted impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol on rebellion in connection with his martial law decree that plunged the country into political turmoil. Yoon was earlier arrested over the martial law decree. Yoon's defense team confirmed his indictment Sunday over rebellion. A UN official said Sunday that Congolese rebels and allied Rwandan forces have entered the outskirts of Goma and the airport in the key eastern city is no longer in use. She said thousands have fled fighting that has also killed at least 13 peacekeepers. Gunshots could be heard as people on Sunday fled camps on the outskirts of Goma. The United Nations Special Representative for Congo told an emergency meeting of the Security Council that M23 and Rwandan forces are causing mass panic and flight amongst the population, despite the support of international peacekeepers for the Congolese armed forces. President Trump said Sunday that he was ordering tariffs, visa restrictions, and other retaliatory measures against Colombia after its government rejected two flights carrying migrants. VOA's Christina Manente reports.
Colombia on Sunday turned away two U.S. military aircraft with migrants being deported as part of President Trump's immigration crackdown, a U.S. official said. Colombian President Gustavo Petro said Colombia would welcome home deported migrants on civilian planes, saying they should be treated with dignity and respect. Colombia's decision follows one by Mexico, which also refused a request last week to let a U.S. military aircraft land with migrants. Christina Manente, VOA News.
President Trump has changed the name of North America's highest mountain peak to Mount McKinley, but many Alaskans say they'll never stop calling it Denali. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In 2015, President Barack Obama renamed Alaska's Mount McKinley to Denali, its Alaska native name. But by executive order, President Trump changed the name back to McKinley, named after President William McKinley, who was from Ohio but never set foot in Alaska. Trump said he restored the name because, quote, "President McKinley made our country very rich through tariffs and through talent," end quote. Professor Stephen Haycox of the University of Alaska Anchorage wrote in the Anchorage Daily News that McKinley is the wrong person to commemorate because he was, quote, "an imperial colonialist and white elitist," end quote. And Haycox says that Trump's decision is insulting to all Alaskans. I'm Donna Warder.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.